2018, My Mind Makes Noises, the single that we just heard, and their more recent stuff has been more pop rock than indie rock, but nevertheless a great song. Before that, we heard from what I would consider a very popular indie rock band in the UK, The Hunna, that are based around Northwest London. They are a staple in multiple of my playlists, but I don't think they are hugely recognised over here. The song that you heard is one of my all-time favourite songs by them, called Babe Can I Call, from their 2018 album Dare. I find that this album, it has such a cathartic undertone, and it's like it's echoed through the lyrics and the rhythm of most of their songs. And they have such a great collection of music to their name, particularly like their first two albums. Their first album, 100, which was released in 2016, and then the album that this song was on called Dare. And if I was to leave you with one band to definitely check out, it would definitely be them. So that was The Hunna. And just before that, the first song we heard was Holding On by the one-man band Atomic Bronco. Definitely a lot calmer and slower. That single was from their 2021 album Spectrum. And I would definitely recommend you checking out their latest album, Bull in a China Shop, that was released earlier this year.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
So you can listen online at cjsf.ca or on the radio app that you can download from the app or Google Play Store. You can also keep up to date with just all things happening at CJSF at the website as well, cjsf.ca. So that brings us to the end of the British indie rock section. Very strong selection, I would say. But I'm now going to share with you some Canadian-based indie rock that I've been discovering and really enjoying the past couple of weeks that I've been here. So the first up, we have the single The Stranger by a band called Midnight Morning, which was released back in February. This song was introduced to me on about, I think, my third day here, and I instantly fell in love with it. It is more of a grunge kind of indie rock, but yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I have. Part of me, all I've ever Welcome back. That was a song called Strawberry Moon by Apollo Ghosts. They are a Vancouver-based band that I found, and that single was on their EP Amethyst that was released back in February of this year. They curated a mini album to feature more of a grungy twist to their music compared to their usual style, and I think it definitely works really well. They have been on the music scene for quite a while. They were formed back in 2008-2009-ish, up until 2013, where they took a break, and then they were revived more recently in 2019. And before that, we heard the song The Spark by the band Elephant Stone, and that was off of their latest album, Back Into the Dream. An interesting style, sort of indie rock that includes the use of a lot of traditional Indian instruments in their music. And the song starting off this little set was The Stranger by Midnight Morning. And they have released a couple of other singles this year called The Interstate and Mulligan. And I strongly suggest that you check those out, released earlier this year.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
And that was a preview of what is to come up next for you guys to stay tuned in on. That is Free Voices coming up at 3 p.m. So to start off the final set of Canadian indie rock that I have for you, we have a singer-songwriter from Toronto called Nissa. This is a single from her second album that was released earlier this year called Shake Me Where I'm Foolish. And this single is called Breakup Party.
Everybody's breaking up. Everybody's breaking up. Happy breakup. We are get faced with
in my breath, she says. You men are the same, quick to turn over the page. Don't rush out of bed, you don't make up your mind, for my time hasn't come yet. You build all my hopes up, walking a fine line the way that you want it. Getting tired of waiting on you, making sense of your clues. I'm going, going, gone before you open your eyes. Nothing can shake you as you're terrified of compromises too. Calm and far from spiteful, I just can't be tabled like this. Who am I if I wait around for you? It's what I've been used to with you. Guess I got used to the heat of a hotel bed. You build all my hopes up, walking a fine line.
Welcome back. That last song was a slightly shorter one compared to the others that we saw in this segment today. It was called Under the Waves on the latest EP by Astral Swans and Julie Doran, I believe is how you pronounce it. The EP is titled Split 2. And it was said that it was produced as a result of their friendship, and they wanted to mix both of their styles. But listening to the album, I'd have to say Under the Waves has been my favorite one. Before that, we heard the song Hotel Bed by the artist Joffrey from his latest album, Good Boy. he has become one of Quebec's best artists and has said that this latest album of his has been what he has felt to be his most authentic because he has blended different elements and instruments together. That song definitely had a much calmer tone to it with a nice and serene feel, but still a strong beat. And a recap to the start of the set where we heard the single Breakup Party by the Toronto singer-songwriter Nissa. That is from her second album, Shake Me Where I Am Foolish. A strong and upbeat song, and I honestly can't help but tap my feet to it when I hear it. I just want to say thank you to you all for tuning into my open mic on this wonderful afternoon. I hope you all enjoyed my mix of Canadian and also British indie rock. I'm hoping in the upcoming segments I will be doing a mix of both Canadian and British music in all sorts of different styles. So I hope to see you all again at the same time next week. I'll have a new selection of music for you. But for now, stay tuned in, for we have Free Voices coming up next.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Is Bird Note. On a clear night on a Minnesota lake, a common loon lets out its haunting call. Well, hang on. That's not right. That's a participant in the annual loon calling competition at the National Loon Center. Each year, adults and children gather in Cross Lake, Minnesota, to celebrate the incredible sounds of the common loon, the state bird of the land of 10,000 lakes. Some impressions are striking. While others... not so much. Some of the most impressive competitors are actually in the youth category, like 2023 second place winner Malachi. His mom says he spent a lot of time honing his technique at home next to one of those 10,000 lakes.
He can get him to answer back on the lake, so he sits on the dock and calls and they call.
But of course, no person can match the beauty of a real loon singing out from the water. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
All right, we're getting beyond a countdown here. And everybody stay tuned, we're coming up next. And this is gonna be Free Voices. So we're not letting any dead air go by here, but we're gonna do a countdown to 15 seconds here, and then we're gonna start the show. So, we didn't have much time to set up, but we're going to do our best as usual, and we'll get it done.